hearing some lovely Russian singing. That must mean that Alexander Tumanov has joined me again. And indeed he has. And Alexander Tumanov is our in-performance expert on Soviet singers. He's a singer himself. He grew up in Soviet Russia, but lives now in Edmonton, where he's professor emeritus at the University of Alberta. Good to see you again, Alexander.
Good to see you, Eric.
Who have we been listening to tonight so far?
We heard an excerpt from Mikhail Glinka's song Tell Me Why, performed by the Russian soprano Nina Dorliak, accompanied on the piano by Svetoslav Richter.
Nina Dorliak. So she's our subject for investigation tonight.
Nina Dorliak is our subject of investigation.
All right.
In the 1950s and 60s, Dorliak and Richter appeared regularly with recitals in Moscow and in other cities, and their duet always drew a very, very special attention of the music lovers. Here is an account, a young singer's first impression of them. The singer in question is Galina Pisarenko, who later became Nina Dorliak's pupil.
Uh-huh.
She said, she appeared on stage in a white concert gown of austere and exquisite style. No excesses, no jewelry. Her face, her figure, her gait, all was simple and natural. I had a sense on the platform toward the piano was walking the 19th century. Then there was a man, her accompanist, Svetoslav Richter. He was tall, reddish-headed, and behaving in a strange way, as if he was possessed by some unknown power. He could hardly contain some impulse that he tried to shorten his pace in fear that he might overtake the singer on the platform. Her tranquil dignity and his eccentricity were complete opposites. The concert captured me. They both were enchanting. I forgot about everything.
That's a wonderful description. Well, of course, we know Sviatoslav Richter, the pianist, one of the great pianists of the 20th century. But Nina Dorliak, hardly known at all in the West, Alexander. Tell me about Nina Dorliak before she met Richter.
Nina Dorliak was born in 1908 in St. Petersburg. She was the daughter of a famous opera singer, Ksenia Dorliak, formerly a leading voice of the Grand Opera in Paris. Before World War II, she was invited to Moscow, to the Moscow Conservatory, as a professor of voice. Nina starts taking voice lessons from her mother, becomes a student of the conservatory approximately at the same time as Richter. After her graduation from the conservatory, Nina works as an assistant to Professor Ksenia Dorliak and starts her singing career. She appears with very prominent Russian pianists. And at that time, Nina's forte was the Russian art song. She sang a lot of Glinka, Dargomyshsky, and among others, quite a bit of Rachmaninoff. Here is Rachmaninoff. It's blissful here. Thank you.
Soprano Nina Dorliak with Sviatoslav Richter at the piano and Rachmaninoff's song It's Blissful Here. And she certainly convinces you, Alexander, that it's a blissful place
yes.
that she's taking us to.
Oh, in the song she says, here is only God and you.
Ah, that's right. Wonderful. So, what drew Richter and Dorliak together?
In his film, Richter the Enigma, filmmaker Bruno Mont-Saint-Jean has Richter and Dorliak tell about the beginning of their collaboration and life together. Sometime in 1944, there was a memorial service for a Moscow musician, some clarinet player, and different people were performing, including Nina Dorliak. Richter heard her singing and was uncommonly moved. Such a singer, such a singer. Here is the clip from the video.
И только потом я понял, что это была Нина Дорлиак. Мне ужасно понравилось. Я всех спрашиваю, кто это, кто это, кто это. Потому что Нина Львовна же была очень красива. Она выглядела как принцесса вообще. Всегда в таких случаях ее просили петь. Она, как говорит, я была всегда как плакальщица.
Richter says, I was hugely impressed and start asking everybody, who is she, who is she, who is she? And beside... Нина Львовна was very beautiful, like a princess.
Он выходил из филармонии, подошел ко мне и говорит, я хотел бы с вами дать концерт. Но так как я знала, что он уже знаменитый, что я никак не подумала, что он хочет мне аккомпанировать. Я говорю, вы хотите пополам? Он говорит, нет, я хочу вам аккомпанировать.
And then Dorliak says... They were leaving the Tchaikovsky Hall building, and Richter asked her if she wants to give a recital together with him. She said, you want one half sung by me and another played by you? He replied, no, I want to accompany you.
So what happened next?
They got together, and here again is Richter in the film.
С 46-го года я жил у Нины Львовны. Поскольку у меня не было квартиры, ведь я жил сначала там, крошечные две комнаты, квартира коммунальная. Там еще жили одна пара и еще семья, трое.
Richter says that from 1946 he lived at Nina's. She had two tiny little rooms in the apartment, and the apartment was a communal one. There, beside the two of them, lived a couple and a family of three.
So that's what it means, a communal apartment. It wasn't just the two of them, it was a whole bunch of other people.
Right, it was one kitchen, one bathroom, and three or four families.
Wow. Well, what kind of music will we hear next? Is there something that comes out of this time, time together?
Yes, of course. Let's listen to one of the highlights of Dorliak-Richter collaboration, something which... probably will be fixed in the history of music forever. This is the amazing recording of the nursery cycle by Mussorgsky. It's a lullaby to the doll from this cycle. In this song, the little girl is lullabying her doll named Tiapa, imitating all the details of how her mother or nanny sings the lullaby to her. And then the girl becomes bored with the doll, so she says, bye-bye, Tiapa, and runs away.